Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is the world facing another global war? Are we approaching World War III? This might be a surprising question to some of you, but the world press is discussing that very issue. Let me read to you from an article which was published by Times Online on August 24, saying, "Is the world drifting towards a new global war? From this week, the dominant superpower, America, will for 3 months pass through the valley of the shadow of democracy, a presidential election. Barack Obama and John McCain will not act as statesmen, but as politicians. Their eye will stray from the ball. Meanwhile, along history's fault line of conflict from Russia's European border to the Caucasus, and on to Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, drums are sounding and harsh words are spoken. The world is now run by a generation of leaders who have never known global war. Has this dulled their senses? The world is showing alarming parallels with the 1930s. Lights are turning to red as the world again approaches depression." This article goes on to say that any student of McCain or Obama, of Vladimir Putin or Dmitry Medvedev, or the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany, might conclude that these are not people likely to go to war. Yet history has shown that going to war is never an intention. It is rather the result of weak, short-sighted leaders entrapped by a series of mistakes. For the West's leaders at present, mistake has become second nature. These are harsh words, strong words, but we have to take them into consideration. When I was preparing for a lecture which I'm going to give on Sunday, September 7, in Fort Collins, Colorado, I went through our weekly updates in which we are informing our readers about what is going on in the world. And by the way, if you want to have a copy of those updates, all you need to do is to write us and send us your email. In those updates, we have been warning the world for several years now that Russia might invade Georgia and other former states of the Soviet Union. And we have been quoting from world press articles pointing that out. But the world was caught totally by surprise when it happened. Nobody expected Russia to attack Georgia. Europe was weak. Europe didn't know what to do. Europe still doesn't know what to do. Russia has just warned the world that if it or any of its allies should be attacked, they will respond with nuclear weapons. We have also been warning the world and our readership for a while now that there is a strong possibility that Israel will attack Iran, perhaps even as early as before the end of this year, perhaps even with nuclear weapons. What do you think Russia is going to do when that happens? Russia, a close ally of Iran, they have military cooperation agreements. Do you think Russia is going to stand idly by when that happens? Russia has made its goals very clear with unbelievable brutality. They are willing to crush whatever enemy there is. And Putin has shown that he is a true student of a KGB training. We have also told the world for many years now that Europe will unite, Europe will have to unite. And this present crisis with Georgia has shown and convinced Europe again that they have to unite in order to be able to stand up to Russia or the United States of America or any other power bloc. Angela Merkel has said that Georgia and the Ukraine will be part of NATO and that they will be part of a unified European approach, but they also understand that Germany can't do it alone, France can't do it alone, they have to unite, and that is what's going to happen. Unfortunately, that is not good news for the world either, as we have pointed out so many times, because once you have a powerful bloc in Europe, they are willing and they are going to stand up to whatever other enemy they might perceive to exist. You need to know, my friends, what is going to happen. And we have told you, and we have told our readership for many years now, what the Bible says it's going to happen. It's not our words. It's not because we are so smart. It is because the Bible has clearly revealed what is going to happen in the near future. We have pointed some of those things out in our booklet, Europe and Prophecy. And I encourage you to write for this booklet or to read it online. All you need to do is to write to standingwatch.org and send us your requests. So thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.